Oh, that the man will praise the Lord. Oh, that the man will praise the Lord. For his goodness and for his wonderful work to all the children of men, to the children of men. For his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, to the children of men, he has broken the gate of verse and called the bars of iron asunder. He has broken the gate of verse and called the bars of iron asunder. Good evening, everybody. Praise the Lord. Good evening. Father, we give you glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What a night it will be. 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 Father, thank you. 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 Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you. Oh, Rabala Shabagaba. Somebody just bless him. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Oh, Rabala Shabagetelia Zoberada Rabaya. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. We give you praise. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Get all your friends. Everybody, good evening. Get all your friends to join. Share the link with them. It's going to be an amazing time tonight. The Lord said to me, the first thing the Lord said to me is that it's going to start doing miracles from the beginning. From the beginning. So right now as I speak, miracles are happening. Right now as I speak, things are happening. Right now as I speak, things are happening. Things are shifting. Right now as I speak, feel the spirit of grace. God is doing wonders already. God is moving tonight. God is already visiting people, touching their lives right now as I speak. Right now as I speak. Right now as I speak. Eko Baradi, Savila Naga. Get your friends. Get everybody to join. We're going to give you some few minutes to do that, like 2-3 minutes. And then I'm going to start. Get your Bibles ready. Get a note ready. I believe that prayer, the essence of prayer is to mature us. The essence of prayer. I said miracles are happening right now. 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 Share the spirit of grace. Thank you, Master. Share the link with your friends. Let them join. Yes, Lord. Oh, Rabba Laga, give you praise. I'm waiting before I start to share the mind of the Lord. I have a word from the Lord, I believe, that is going to change our lives forever. Get your friends. Yes, Lord. Glory to Jesus. Beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Get your friends to join. Get everybody. So we build you an altar. Lord, I give you my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Let your sound. Anybody ready for the move of the Spirit tonight? Anybody ready for the move of the Spirit tonight? Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Tell your friends we are live. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Like I said, if you are just joining us, thank you for joining. Welcome. This is Zion. You have not come to meet a man. That's the first thing the Lord said I should tell you tonight. You have not come to meet a man. You have not come to meet me. You have not come to meet anybody. You have come to meet Jesus. So let your attention go to Jesus. Let your attention be focused on Jesus. You have not come to meet me. You have not come to meet a man. You have come to meet Jesus. I say that one more time. You have not come to meet me. You have not come to meet anybody. You have come to meet Jesus. So please focus your attention on God, not on me. Number two, the Lord said to me, there are going to be miracles from the beginning. So I believe right now, there are miracles happening. I believe very strongly right now that miracles are happening right now. Miracles are happening. Things are changing already. God is healing. There is healing happening right now. Things are happening. Things are shifting. God is reorchestrating. God is rechanneling. God is doing wonders right now as I speak. Right now as I speak. Please share the link. Let people join. Let people join. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody just thank him. Then there's going to be, yes, Lord. Okay, I'm going to say that when I sense, when the Lord wants me to say it. Yes, Lord. I'm going to just say that when it's time. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. And Natulada Labayan Teludo Sobeyan Nerudia Kabala Soberian Derudas Ekobala Sabala Daladai. Okay, brother Steve Ketelemalala. I'm just waiting. We'll start in the next 1 minute or less than 1 minute. Ebolo Sofri Ketelian Narabaya Satiladon. Ungumana Zimbeyan Nerudo, you know. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Yes, Lord. Alleluia. Get your Bible. Get a note. This is not just a place where you pray. Like I always say, this is not a supermarket. This is, we'll spread the scripture, and then from the scripture we will flow. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Miracles are happening now. I'm saying it again, and you'll be hearing testimonies from people. Miracles are happening, and the Lord is healing bodies right now, touching people right now. He said to me, I will move from the beginning to the end. There will be miracles from the beginning to the end. God bless you. Turn your Bible. Of course, you know I'm going to talk about this. Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. Thank you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Master. Of course, you know the scripture. The word of the Lord is quick. The word of the Lord is quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. So these are our anchor scriptures for once and for all. Job 6:25. How forcible are right words? If you're just joining us, and probably you better want to go, you want to go over the last few editions that we heard. How forcible are right words? The word of the Lord is quick. When the word is released, it goes to work immediately. The word of the Lord is quick. It's not just quick to move alone. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It means that even the best weapon to pierce things cannot stand what the word can do. The word has that power to pierce. But today, the Lord wants me to talk on the word, but I want to show you scriptures. John 1 from verse 1 to 5. John 1 from verse 1 to 5. God is healing someone here, right now, just by your neck. The Lord is, wow, thank you, Jesus. The Lord is healing someone right now, by this side of the neck. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command that healing permanent. Receive it now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's someone you feel pain on your chest. It's more like chest congestion and you know, pain around the ribs. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I command you healed now. I command you healed now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Check the pain just left. God is healing someone on the wrist right now. You are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm saying all this because the Lord is doing miracles. I mean, I want to teach because I need us to hear the word. The Lord is healing someone on the shoulder. You are healed now by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus, please let us know. Let us know if you have received your healing. Just say confirmed. Confirmed. I mentioned what the Lord just healed. Say confirmed. My God. God is healing right now. There is somebody with body pain, joint pains, really. Joint pains. The Lord just healed you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lump just disappeared. That's what I'm saying. The not that is melting. It's what I'm talking about. It disappeared on your breast. Yes, right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word. Can you see how God is healing people? Can you see the miracles already? Thank you, Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. Please follow. And the Word was with God. Please get a Bible. Get a Bible. My God. There's so much miracles I'm feeling. I don't know what it is about neck pain that the Lord is just healing. There's someone, I don't know if you have a collar on your neck. If you have anybody who has a call, who carries a collar, call them now. The Lord is healing neck today. I mean, the Lord is healing, oh my God. God is healing people on their neck. Especially people who, if you know anybody who carries a collar, let them join now. The power of God is moving right now as I speak. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God is healing someone. Will I be able to teach tonight? Just in your armpit. I don't know what it is. It's not lump. It's not boy. It's like a pain under your armpit. I don't know. But the Lord is healing you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All things were made through him, and without him was nothing made that was made. Please pay attention, guys. In him was life, and this life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, Korabala Sida. And darkness did not comprehend it. Guys, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. At the beginning of anything, that we survive must be the word. In the beginning was the word. In the beginning of that business must be the word. In the beginning of your marriage must be the word. In the beginning of your job must be the word. In the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the word. You want to start something, a project, in the beginning the word must go. And the word was with God. I hope, Father, I pray that the eyes of their understanding be enlightened tonight, that they may see, they may know. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to show you what the Lord showed me. In the beginning was the word. And then it moved to another level. And the word was with God. And then it moved to another level. And the word was God. I say that one more time. In the beginning was the word. Let's believe this is the word. And then this is God. The word was with God. Can you see? And the word was God. It means that when you put the word first, it moves to another stage where you become one with the word. And then it gets to a place, the devil cannot differentiate. Is it God speaking or is it man speaking? The word was God. In the beginning was the word. Then by meditation, the word was with God. And then when you speak, the word was God. I hope your understanding be enlightened tonight. Your understanding be enlightened tonight. We don't just speak words because we just want to speak. No. When you take the word of the Lord, you meditate. Joshua 1 verse 8, I believe, this book of the Lord, Lord shall not depart from you. In it you shall meditate day and night. Because the reason is not because you've not been saying the word. The reason is that what you are saying does not agree with your spirit. You say it with your mouth, but it has not entered your spirit. There's a process of meditation that makes the word work. At that point, the devil cannot differentiate between you and the word, because you have become one with the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And then the word was God. You couldn't differentiate between the word and God again. In the beginning was the word. In anything you are about to do, start with the word. Let the word be the foundation of anything. Get the word of God. Oh, I'm about to enter a relationship. What is the Lord saying? What is the word that you have? What is the word that you have? What is the Lord saying? In the beginning, let the word be the foundation of anything you do. But that's not where I'm going. I'm just trying to work on verse 1. Another thing I want us to see from this scripture is that it says, there was nothing made. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made. There is nothing you want to make except it's not this kind that will not be by the word. The word has creative ability. It can create new experiences, it can create new things around you. There is nothing that you want to make that will not be by the word. You must. Oh, I want the Lord to heal me. What is the word you have? Oh, I'm in this business. What is the word you have? There is nothing that will be made that won't have to go by the word. The word is the foundation of everything. In him was life. That means the word carries life. Meaning that whatever is dead can come back to life. I speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. to doubt your business, because the Bible says in him was life. In the name that is above every other name, whatever is dead in your life, in your body, I command them to start to live now. Let the life of the word heal every dead thing in your life. In Jesus' name. No matter the word stood before the tomb of Lazarus. The word stood before the tomb of Lazarus. And it said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible says, he that was dead came back to life. In him was life. It wasn't just a word. That word carries life. I'm not just speaking. The word of the Lord is not echo. It's not an echo. The word of the Lord you put in your spirit, and by that, is that, you know, the Bible says, we believe, therefore we spoke. We believe, therefore we speak. The issue is that you've been speaking without believing what you speak. We believe, therefore we speak. The word that has root in your heart, when you speak it, is not an echo. It gets the job done. It carries life. So tonight, as you speak to your business, life comes back to it. As you speak to your relationship, life comes back to it. As you speak to your body, dead cells, life comes back to it. With this revelation, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever is dead in that body, be it paralysis, whatever it is, I command life now. The Lord is healing numbness. People who feel love in part of their body, I command it being healed now. Let the life of God come to you now by the spoken word. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Then verse 5 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness. And the darkness did not comprehend it. The light shines. Can you see how the word began to move? Can you see the movement of the word? The word was, in the beginning was the word. Then the word was with God. Then the word became God. He now says that the word, what you see in this climb, was created by the word. All things were made through him. Meaning that there is nothing you want, you have to go through the lens of the word. That's why even people who do jazz, they give them words. Hosea 14, I believe, verse 7 says, take words to the Lord. It's word you take, not tears. It's the word of God that you take to the Lord. In him was life. Then, in the word was life. Then this life carries light. And the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness. Can you see the movement of the word? And darkness could not comprehend it. The Bible says in Psalms 119 verse 105. I hope you are jotting these scriptures down. Psalms 119 verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet. Can you see? Your word. It gives illumination. That's what they say. That means you, if you have the word, you won't miss your steps. Your word is a lamp to my feet. And a light to my path. Your word is a lamp to my feet. And a light to my path. The word of the Lord carries light. I'm sure you've heard the song, Father to Child, Spirit to Spirit. Lighted by your word. That is what we are talking about here. Lighted by the word. The word carries light. When we sing, Imole Deo, Okunkun Parada. These are not just echoes. We are saying by the word, light comes. Darkness is only the absence of light. That's the meaning of darkness. So when you release the word of God, you are sure of dispelling every darkness in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as you dispel the, as you release the word of God tonight, I declare every darkness is dispelled from your life in Jesus' precious name. You must now listen, guys. I have a major revelation on light in this season. I mean, I won't go there, but I believe that the Lord is bringing light in a new dimension. My God, you cannot live your life, your daily life, without the word. Make it a habit to read your Bible every day and meditate. Tomorrow, as you are going, before you put on your phone, and that's why I tell people, is either you get a tab that has no cellular activity, or get your Bible. See, there's something about writing. There's something about holding your Bible. And open the pages and read the word. Let a scripture come to you. Let a scripture come to you. Meditate on that day and night. This book of the Lord shall not depart. Meditate on that. There is something about the word that brings light to every situation. Your prayer list will be reduced when you have light. You have light in the word. Light in the word. Light in the word. Light. I don't know why the Lord has just been flashing before me high blood pressure. I command it. Wow. The one I'm talking about, and particularly people who, you know, the sign is migraine or headache. In the name of the Lord Jesus, right now as I speak, it goes down forever, never to come back. Then there's something I'm seeing about brain tumor on someone. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, be healed by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be healed now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. There's something about the word. Someone, you couldn't move your neck well. Right now, try it. That pain is gone. Remove that collar. In the name of the Lord Jesus, remove that collar. I declare, let the muscles, let everything that has to do be flexible now. Peace, life of God comes to them now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, be healed. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I want to hear your testimony. As the Lord is speaking, I'm just releasing the word because I'm sensing it strongly. You know, He said to me from the beginning of this meeting, for the next 3 days, today, tomorrow, and then on Wednesday, he said from the beginning, miracles will be happening, and that's what is happening. Make sure you have a habit of reading the word. So sorry, we are going to pray very soon. Let me show you something. In the beginning, Genesis 1:1-3. In the beginning, there's a pain in the feet. I don't know who that person is. The Lord is healing you now. In Jesus' name, you are healed now. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I'm reading Genesis 1:1-3. The earth was without form and void. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then verse 2 comes to tell you, how can God create something and it will be form and without form and void? Between verse 1 and verse 2 are thousands of years that the Bible did not account for. And I believe strongly this was when the devil was dethroned and then pushed down to the earth. He brought darkness. Because actually, darkness is the absence of light. And the only light, I don't want to go there tonight. Anytime you see a demon around you, it's a testament that they left light. And I don't have time to go into that. Anytime you see demonic corporations around you, they are not supposed to be here. They were, remember, they are angels. They are fallen angels. And the source of life for angels is the light from the throne of God. I don't want to go into this deep mystery. We all say all good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. We all live by light. So angels essentially cannot do without the light that comes from the throne room, from God, is their life. So when the one thought that left with the demon, with Satan, with Lucifer, left with him, it means that they left light. That's why they brought darkness. And Jude 1, verse 6 says, every angel that left their original abode, what's their original abode? The presence of God, because that's where they generate life from. He said the next thing is that they are not supposed to be on earth. They are supposed to be in everlasting chains and utter darkness. Go and check your Bible. So when you see a demon around you, the question you should ask that demon is, what are you doing here? You don't have a place. Remember the man at the sister that Jesus met at Gadara. They were like, please don't leave us. Demons were begging Jesus. Because normally, spirits are disembodied people. They have to take hold of a body. But normally, they are supposed to be in air. Any demon you see around you is not supposed to be here. Because they left light. Their source of power has been taken away. They are now in darkness. It's another day. I don't want to go there. But I said that because I'm going to give more revelation to that later, understanding. May the Lord open your heart to know that anytime you see a demon around you, they are not supposed to be here. They are not supposed to be around. They are disembodied spirit. They are not supposed to be here. They are not supposed to be here. Any angel you see, an angel of the Lord was sent. And because they still keep their source, the source of light that comes from the throne of God. But the ones that left with Lucifer, because of rebellion, left light forever. That's why hell is a place of darkness. That's the first, because if hell was created, God created hell away from his presence. And that's why it's under the earth. It's for another day. The earth was without form and void. And darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was over the sea. Anytime you see the movement of the Spirit of the Lord, we can over its circumstance until the word is released. You see, the Spirit of God was over the face of the water. Nothing happened yet. Until God said, let there be light. Immediately God said, let there be light. There was light. Kala baranda kita lusta vika. It will take light to restore and realign what has been affected in your life. The light of his word. The light of his word. It will take light to restore and realign what has been affected in your life. The light of his word. So there can be movement of the spirit in a meeting. Until the word is spoken, you don't see things. We are going to be praying in 2 minutes. But I just want your spirit man to open up. I want your spirit man to open up. Kaliba, what has the Lord said? Oh, there can be movement of the spirit, even by prophecy. Thus saith the Lord, this is what the Lord wants to do. You have to release word to back it up. The Bible says, the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. Like tonight, the Spirit of the Lord is hovering now, waiting for you to release words. Not your words, but the word of the Lord. That's why I said you should get your Bible. The Lord is healing back pain right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Chest congestion just disappeared. Somebody just belched now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Spirit of God was hovering, waiting for the word to be spoken, so that he can bring it to pass. So that he can bring it to pass. So that he can bring. See, the job of the Holy Spirit is to confirm what the word is saying. Same way, the Holy Spirit is hovering tonight, waiting for you to speak so that he can confirm what he says. I said the Holy Spirit is hovering tonight, waiting for you to speak the word so that he can confirm what you are saying. Everything created by God is good, but the enemy can come to distort it. That's why he said in the beginning it was not so. Jesus went to the fig tree and said, by the law of creation, there should be fruit, not just leaves. An enemy has done this. You are going to open your mouth tonight. In the next 1 minute, I want you to take words that you have received from the Lord, words that you believe. Oh, for the path of the just is like a shining light. Proverbs 4:18. I can't have a better yesterday, no. I'm supposed to get better every day. There is no entropy in God. No entropy in God. Things will get better. It's life you are releasing, not just word. You remember, in him was life. And this life is the light of men. And the light shines in darkness. Once that word is released, it becomes light. The light shines in darkness. And these demons that bring darkness, they can't stand. I have never heard that anybody that light met darkness before. That light has never met darkness before. Let me give you an example. Let me shut out the light here. I know there's still light around, but see, there's a bit of darkness. When light comes around, they say, there's darkness. They say, hey, where? As soon as light gets there, what happens? What I just did now is to tell you how your situation will change. I said, what I did now is a prophetic action to let you know that immediately you switch on the light by the word, tonight, for the word of the Lord is quick. I said, for the word of the Lord is quick, sharper than any two-edged sword. As you switch on the word, the light of God through the word tonight, every darkness, in the name of the one who sent me, in the name of the one who sent me, every darkness, I declare them dispelled. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody lift your hands wherever you are and bless the Lord. My God, your life is about to change forever. Your life is about to change forever. Your life is about to change forever. Bless him for the revelation of the word. Bless him for the revelation of his word. Somebody open your mouth and bless him. Open your mouth and bless him. Open your mouth and bless him. Give him praise. And the road agabala satela dana nayana eko brada zandele leboyo zoboyo nuno ibolo zoboyan tere bagabala satala nayana akabala sabrada kadala nayana. Somebody bless him, give him praise. Holy that Elia Suparana, Mr. Brother Gabalasa. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I sense encounters happening right now. People falling under the power of the Holy Ghost right in their room. A baptism of fire right now. Zada Gatelia, Marodi Gati Zadana Nana, Mesto Vikatala Manada, Embora Agapala Stabakataya. Open your mouth and pray in the Holy Ghost. Ekabala Sandinamaya. I sense angelic visitation right now, right in your houses. Right in your rooms, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Miko Talaso Perunanawa, as I stretch my hands as an extension of Jesus' hand, I declare drink of the Spirit. Drink of the Spirit. Drink of the Spirit of the Lord right now. Zepelokopala. Isa baradakataya. Mesovegedalavaya. Masopala. I said I sense angelic visitation. There are encounters going on in houses right now. Right now, people being touched by the power of the Holy Ghost. People being touched by the power of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kalu baradaga satele baranoa. En palasto berabi. Kalusta baradika. Medufika teliasa bala. Mesobaga. Open your mouth and pray. Yes, open your mouth and pray. The Lord is healing sore throat right now. Oh, I'm coming back there. Kalada na balasta baya embaloske fiketeria. Ogabala sabrada gata embala gata la satalaya esoprede kepelo supaya. Open your mouth and pray in the Holy Ghost. In the next 2 minutes, I'm going to tell you to release words. The word of the Lord, the scripture. Ikabala Sunday, Berodika Talia, Mazabagataya, Masabaradaya, Esopeketeliando, Ustevegetelamana. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Ikabala Sambayana, Mazabrada Kadala, Amala Sambayana. You know what I'm seeing in the realm of the Spirit? You know what I'm seeing in the realm of the Spirit? I see the Lord clearing paths. I see the Lord clearing paths right now. See the Lord clearing people's path, Kalamana, making the crooked way straight. According to Isaiah 40, from verse 3 to verse 5, Zadana Gabala Sabrana, Makabrada Sabrada Gataya, Empolosofiketelia Nerada, Ustabaram. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost. It's not time to release words yet. Pray in the Holy Ghost. There's a movement and hovering of the Spirit. There's a movement and hovering of the Spirit right now. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Somebody will drop his or her crutches tonight. Somebody will drop his crutches tonight. Tala, zonde lende tiza. Omba rana nana nana vana nasoteria. Maso vika tala. Iko barati. Estu baranaya. Emba lo katala. Uste vekete liandi. Eko vekete viandi. Omba rana katayana. Zabala katala dadayana nana. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on. Eko bala sama. You have few seconds left. Matala Danaya, Basabaya Nara, Arabala Gabana. Please, if you know anybody carrying color, the Lord wants to heal necks tonight. The Lord wants to heal spinal cords tonight. If you know anybody wearing, I don't know if it's lumbar, the color they put on, please call them. The Lord wants to heal them tonight. The Lord wants to heal them tonight. The Lord wants to heal them tonight. Let's take it to Nana. Now put the word of the Lord in your mouth. Whatever the Lord has said to you, you've been facing recession, change it with the word. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare, you are not praying to God. Declare it. If you are sick in your body, by his stripes you were healed. When they were beating him on his way to Calvary, he paid for your sickness. Now, cross that sickness. Say, out of my body. In the name of the Lord Jesus, by his stripes I was healed. I am healed of every sickness right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, if you have seen a rebound of an affliction, tell that devil, affliction shall not rise the second time. It is prohibited that affliction rises the second time. Eko balasta balagadayada, ambolaza bradagadayada, eko baranda sitalagabaya. When they say there's a casting down, I said there's a lifting up. No one can cast me down. Oh, there's a lifting up for me. There's a lifting up for my family. There's a lifting up for my ministry. There's a lifting up. Come on, declare. Put the word of the Lord in your mouth. Remember, the word of the Lord is quick. Somebody are suffering from cobweb attacks. The Lord is healing you. Say, I am far from oppression. I am far from oppression. It's the word of the Lord. I am far from oppression. My God. Declare restoration, speed, recovery, Right now, I come against every spell of regression over me, over my children, over my family, over my ministry. I can never go down. I go forward, not because I just want to. It is the word. It is the word of the Lord for me. Proverbs 4:18. My path shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Until the perfect day. When others are saying there's a casting out, I said there's a lifting up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the word will hear me. Come on, open your mouth and pray. Commit your finances. Say, I pay my tithe. I'm a tither. I'm a giver. Therefore, things can never be tight for me. Things can never be tight for me. I break free. Today, I declare that I take money out of money. I live in plenty. I swim in health. Say, help us. Rising up for me from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west of the world. My gates are continually open. They will not be shut day and night. Declare, say, favor is my name. Favor becomes a shield for me. Favor fights for me. Favor fights for me. Favor fights for me. Favor opens doors for me. Favor opens doors for me. Where my legs have not gotten to, favor gets there and makes things happen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I carry the favor of God. I carry the favor of God. The emblem of God upon me is favor. People who don't even know me, they will favor me. They love me. They, oh, Rabbala Kabbalah. You are the first prophet of your life. Open your mouth and declare the word of the Lord. Say, my warfare has ended. Jesus ended it while he was in Hades. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made an open spectacle of them. Oh, triumphing in them, according to Colossians 2. Therefore, I triumph because Jesus triumphed. I stand in the victory of Jesus and I declare, you foul demons. Oh, what was done can never be undone. Except you can undo what was done by Jesus. Since you can't undo them, I declare my victory is established. Oh, I crush you, Satan, under my feet. I said, I crush you, Satan, under my feet. For according to Romans 16:20, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus, the God of peace crushes you, you foul devil, by peace. I declare you are crushed under my feet. In the name of the Lord Jesus, declare peace all around. Peace in my ministry, peace in my life, peace in my family, peace over my children, peace over my business. Open your mouth in my finance, peace in my life, peace. Everyone sees, they seize right now. I declare everyone seizes right now over my destiny. Those who are incensed against me, I command you be ashamed and disgraced. I will look for you and not find you. Perish in your ways. Become a non-existent thing right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I condemn you now. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And my righteousness comes from him. Therefore, I stand in the righteousness of the Lord. In Christ Jesus, and I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus, I scatter, I rebuke you, Satan. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Open your mouth and declare. Speak to your life. Tell every mountain to move. Who are that mountain before Zerubbabel? Become a plain now. Every mountain before me become a plain now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Can you see the hovering of the Spirit? Now that you are releasing what is moving right now, quick, quick, quick. And the word of the Lord is quick and powerful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you praise. Praise. We give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Now, can I speak over you? Please. Please. Please set your heart to receive. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Can you see? Life is coming again. The words that I speak, John 6:63, they are spirit and they are life. The words I'm about to speak are the words of the Lord. They carry the spirit of God and they carry the life of God. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I raise my hand as an extension of the hand of Jesus. And I command every mountain before you, let them become a plain now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the light shines in darkness and darkness cannot comprehend it. Every darkness in your destiny, in your life, I command them dispelled by the light of the word now. Let there be light. The eyes of your understanding, let it be enlightened so that you can see. Some of you, you're just around water, but you can't find it. I declare, let your eyes be open. There's a well around you. A well around you in connection in people. A well around you. Let your eyes be open now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak to everybody, every part of the body, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Whatever the Lord has not planted, I command them uprooted now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. There's an unusual flow, menstrual flow, that the Lord is drying up now by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let that eye pop open now. Ears pop open now. Whatever was dead in your body, let them begin to live now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I release the life of God to that ICU now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, cancer, go! Fibroid, disappear! Every blood infection, go! Never to come back. Lumps in the body, I command you, melt! Never to come back, disappear! In the name of the Lord Jesus, every growth in the body, unwanted growth, out! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command pain, go! Migraine, go! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, partial paralysis, be healed now. I release the life of God to your cell, to your tissue, to your organ, to your system. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare, be healed now. Every tree the Lord has not planted, I declare, let them be uprooted now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Miracles are happening. Yes. Miracles are happening. Miracles are happening. Thank you, Master. Can you check your body? God is healing. I'm going to pray on prayer requests very soon. Because I'm seeing open doors. I'm seeing the Lord opening doors for people. Where it was shut before, the Lord is opening right now. But I need you to confirm if you have a miracle. Send a DM, put it here. The Lord has done something. The Lord is healing you. If the Lord has healed you, check your body, do what you couldn't do before. I want to hear testimony. The Lord will open wounds tonight. I'm going to pray about specifically for people believing God for babies. The Lord is going to give you the last menstrual, the menstrual cycle you saw will be the last as you carry your baby. You will carry your babies. In the name of the Lord Jesus, please confirm. If you are healed, let us know. Confirm it. If you are healed, oh, do what you couldn't do before. The Lord is healing. I said the Lord healed somebody of brain tumor tonight. Tonight. The Lord is healing. Send us a DM on Instagram, please. Send us a DM. But please put your testimonies here. Please put confirmed. Like I always say, don't help God. You can't help God. You can't help God. So don't confirm what you have not really confirmed. Yes, there are those here what God has not done yet, please. God will still do it, I believe. But if you have confirmed that you are healed, I'm seeing ovarian cyst being healed now. It's been destroyed now by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is healing pie, right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pie. The Lord is healing pie. Every kind of terrible ailment, the ones I know the name and the ones I don't know, the Lord is healing you now. Itches, you know, skin irritation, yes, the Lord is healing you now. Loss, unusual loss of air, The Lord is healing you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please send a DM. I'm going to be praying. On, if you have a miracle, please send a DM to us. I'm going to be praying on prayer requests in a jiffy. So get ready. I'm going to be praying on prayer requests in a jiffy. You are the mighty God, the greater. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kalabalasa. My God, God is healing. God is healing. God is destroying. I don't know why the Lord leave. I don't know what is there. Any form of cancer dissolves tonight. Any form of cancer is healed tonight. I said any form of cancer is healed tonight. Any form of cancer is healed tonight by the light of His word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The same anointing is, forget it, is the same word that tackles all of it. Any form of cancer is healed now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master. God is healing someone of like on the heap right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Be healed now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Like a dislocation of pain. The Lord is healing you now. Now, cramp is being healed forever. Never to come back. Never to come back. What you couldn't do before, you start doing it from tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord is healing someone in the prostrate right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost, you are healed now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master. Let's hear some testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please, let me see. If you have any testimonies, put it up that you have confirmed. I'm not saying send us prayer requests. I'm saying send us what you have confirmed. Write your prayer request. Write it down. Yes, Lord. Now, let me pray. Over, please, can you lift your prayer request right now? There are going to be instant miracles as I pray. And all glory will be to Jesus. There are going to be instant miracles as I pray now over every prayer request. Father, I have shared your word with integrity, simplicity, accuracy. Now it's time for the word to move to work. Let the word do the work. Every prayer request right now under the sound of my voice for people who are watching live and people who are still going to watch, I command them answer now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive your answers now. If it's healing, receive your healing now. If it's breakthrough, receive your breakthrough now. Every spell, my God, every spell of delay, every spell that has kept you on a spot, I command them broken now by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let wounds be open. Receive your twins. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every prayer be answered now. I release angels. My God. I said there are angelic encounters happening. People are coming under the power of the Holy Ghost as I speak now. And the intensity is increasing. People are coming under the power of the Holy Ghost as I speak now. I command every prayer request that you have placed before your Father in heaven, my God, there's an unusual anointing. I command them answered now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let your doors be open. Let your doors be open. Day and night, they will not be shut. In the name of the Lord Jesus, what you are believing God for, receive it now. As you wake up tomorrow morning, I declare, let there be good news all around you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, today marks the end of every vicious cycle in your life. I declare, today marks that end. I've been believing God, you know, I almost get it and then something happens. Today marks the end of it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything you are believing God for, receive it now. I declare AS, turn to AA, SS, turn to AA. Genotype change now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command, receive everything you have asked the Lord for according to His will. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. My God, something is happening. Something is happening. Kola bala saba. Even inanimate objects are coming back to life. Yes, by the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Earlier, as I was praying, as I was ministering, I saw a TV that blew up some months ago. Suddenly, just start to work again. It could mean that something that left you, something that you lost, or something that, you know, it could mean spiritual, it could mean physical. But then I'm telling you, you will hear that testimony. Just mark what I'm saying. A TV that blew up and has not been fixed months ago will just suddenly start to work again. Right today, right. You will remember this thing I'm saying now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command it done. Whatever you lost, receive it now. Whatever you can you see somebody's already sharing testimony of a TV that was not working and it had started working again. Whatever you thought you had lost, I command them restored back by the power of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive your answers. Receive your answers. Receive your answers. Receive your answers. Your sick mom is healed now. Overnight, I declare angelic visitation. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that document is signed. That immigration paper is approved. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that Canadian paper is approved. Yes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this week you will hear good news. This week you will hear good news. Someone, I'm seeing the Lord cancel someone's interview. Instead of having interview, the Lord is overriding it. I'm just giving it to you on the platter of gold. They will call you and say, don't worry, don't come. You don't have to come for the interview again. Receive it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I see the Lord healing dry cough. Dry cough. Dry cough is being healed now by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see a small child, a child that runs temperature regularly. The Lord just healed him now. Him, yes. Yes, a boy. The Lord just healed him now, permanently. Never to come back again. Never to come back again. Never to come back again. Miracle jobs are being released right now. Miracle contracts are being released right now. Make sure you are faithful when the Lord opens doors for you. The goodness of God must always lead to repentance. Make sure you settle between you and your Father. He's blessing you so that He can bring you to Him. Any miracle that ends on just receiving miracle, you will soon lose it. No, God wants to use the miracle to bring you to Him. And that's why we must always make sure that we smoothen our relationship with the Lord. Don't just come here to come and receive miracles. No, it's Christian living. You must give your life to Christ. You must surrender your life to Christ. And you must walk worthy of the calling you have been called. That's why we are here. And this is not a supermarket, like I say. You can search the word yourself. That's why I take time to teach. Because I need you to get the word. I take time to teach because I need you to get the word. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command, Father, every miracle is permanent, sealed by the blood of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know why I'm not closing the meeting yet? Miracles are still happening. That's what the Lord is telling me. And I'm just going to wait for the next 5 minutes. People are already sending in testimonies, but miracles are still happening. Oh, somebody is asking, what do I do? Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Miracles are still happening. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Miracles are still happening. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Miracles are still happening. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Somebody has sent it, said, to the glory of God, there has been a tiny mole on my neck, but I could feel it well, though it's tiny. And after we finished praying tonight, and you told us to check for it, it disappeared off my neck. My God, the spot where the mole was is flat. I'm just shocked. I encountered the God of miracles tonight. Thank you, mighty Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Sir, this God is super over me. Shocked. The mole, this mole had no face. It was in my skin. You won't believe now it busted. If you don't mind, I will send a video of it just this night. Something has happened that has been there with no face, just a round circle beneath my skin. Jesus, your power. I mean, somebody sent a video. Wow. My God. See, I can see the pulse here. I can't show you because I need to. My. What? Glory to Jesus. Your miracle is permanent in the. Wow. Glory to God. Wow. God is healing someone of migraine now. I can just feel it. I can just feel it now. Oh, wow. Things are happening already. I can't read all the miracles. There's a miracle of migraine being healed. Different things happening here. Feet being healed. My God, thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. There's something about chest congestion that the Lord is dealing with tonight. I joined the meeting with terrible headaches, but it's gone now. Yes, you are healed. Confirmed. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, neck pain healed, back pain healed. All confirmed immediately. Difficulties were made. Pain under my feet healed. Healed forever. I said, pray in the Holy Ghost. You have 2 more minutes. Migraine headache. Wow. Pain in my feet and back pain confirmed. Gone. Gone forever. Never to come back. There's something about chest congestion that the Lord is dealing with tonight. Thank you, my Father. I felt like a scale in my eyes, making me to not understand anything. When you mention eyes of understanding being enlightened, being removed. Wow. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Oh, I've been healed right now. I had excess mucus in my throat for the past 5 days, and I've been coughing and drugs haven't been working. And right now you declare, I find nothing in my throat again. I can't feel mucus. My voice is clear. Oh, wow. Glory to Jesus Christ. The cup is gone forever, never to come back. Somebody just pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm sensing the movement of angels. That's why I said you should keep praying. I'm sensing the movement of angels. Don't leave yet. I'm sensing the movement of angels. Some of you, God is downloading to you strategies on what to do. Right now as you pray. I said there's something about chest that the Lord is healing. I don't know. There's something. I'm trying to place it, but I command it being healed right now. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Ekebala. Send your testimonies. If you have one, send your testimonies to our DMs. I'll make sure we read them. Send to the outpouring line. @gmail.com. Can the outpouring team please put it online? TheOutpouringLife@gmail.com. TheOutpouringLife@gmail.com. Kelo Balasada, that I sent to my DM. as the Lord gives me strength, some of us will just healing of my neck, the pain is gone. Yes, confirmed. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. I said a TV that blew. Just started working. I need somebody to confirm that if it has happened. Or when it happens. Yes, 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 yes. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Father. Can you lift your hands and just thank you for answered prayers tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Oh, what I'm seeing in front of me now is help us. Help us. Some of you have never experienced help before. The Lord says help is coming. Help is coming now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lift your hands and give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for answered prayers. Woo! The Lord just healed someone the wrist now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please send your testimonies, because I love to always give back the glory to Jesus. Oh, thank Him. Thank Him, everybody. Thank Him for the miracles He has done tonight. Thank Him for the miracles He has done tonight. Father, we thank You. What a mighty God we serve. We return all glory to You. I vow never to take Your glory. I vowed never to take Your glory. Therefore, I'm returning it in front of everyone. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You. We can carry it, but we won't take it. It's to You. So we've carried it back to You tonight, and we say thank You for all the miracles, because they are permanent. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Tomorrow is another night. Get everybody to join us. It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on this channel. Get as many as possible to join us. And if you have anybody who is struggling from, pain in the neck, has the collar thing, just let them come and watch. Come and watch. Let them come and join tomorrow and watch what the Lord is doing. And just watch. Let them join this and replay and just keep in their faith. I told you, the Lord said to me, from the beginning of the session, of every of the sessions to the end, there will be miracles happening on a steady. And that's why you see me, I'm trying to preach, I'm trying to teach, and the Lord is just bringing word of knowledge to me. There will be miracles at every point. Share the link with your friends. Tell them about it. These are 3 days ordained by God. Once and for all. Things must live your life once and for all. Tomorrow, what the Lord is putting in my heart tomorrow is strong. Don't miss it for anything. It's your identity in Christ. Because when you know who you are, you'll be able to deal with many things. That's what the Lord is putting in my heart for tomorrow. But I'm trusting the Lord. Don't miss it for anything. Share the link with your friends. Get here with as many people as you can. Make sure you don't miss these 3 days. Make sure you don't miss these 3 days. You can see the miracles that the Lord is doing Himself tomorrow night. And if your birthday is today, happy birthday to you and a new day. The Lord bless you. The Lord increase you. The Lord establish you. The Lord takes you to the next level. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'll see you tomorrow, same time, 11 p.m. West African time. Don't miss it. Bring as many as your friends. Don't sleep. Don't be caught sleeping. Turn on your notifications. There's something happening. Something happening. Tomorrow we are going to pray over our children. Yes, it's one of the things we are going to do tomorrow. Over our children. Please, before then, go and listen to Stand in the Gap. Stand in the Gap. That's what I'm hearing. Listen to Stand in the Gap. I'm going to speak about it tomorrow. It's going to be what we're going to use to pray over our children and pray over this generation. God bless you. Have a good night. I see you again this time tomorrow, 11 p.m. West African time. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Tonight is a night of encounters. In Jesus' precious name, amen. God bless you. Bye.